Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast now being done with my new podcast set up in my office, which doesn't make a hill of beans difference to anybody, except that now it's done with my new setup instead of my old setup. My podcast focuses and tends to be about things that I cover and topics that I cover on my blog or articles that I've written, and this particular podcast is focused on the concept of edge computing. Edge computing being the new paradigm where what once was the demilitarized zone for most IT shops is now somewhere that we think about pushing compute power to, that we think about having resources available on the edge, in the edge, around the edge, to compute and analyze and extend what we're doing quickly. The reality is that this happened because of IoT, the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things represents all those myriad of devices that communicate, connect, and evaluate, assess, and ultimately report back on what's happening around them. These can be cameras, these can be temperature sensors, these can be flood sensors in a river, these can be volcano sensors, these can be gas sensors. I suspect one of the sensors that I hope every gas company in America is trying to do is a gas leak sensor, both for in your house and by your gas line, so that they can begin the concept of reducing the number of exploding houses. Every time I turn on the national news, it feels like somebody's house in, you know, New Jersey or somebody's house in Poughkeepsie blew up. So it's a concept that, you know, I think is relevant, and those are all IoT devices. And the edge that they're being pushed to is beyond that DMZ, beyond that demilitarized zone that the organization used to have. It used to be the organization had a set of firewalls that protected the DMZ from the company, and then another set of firewalls that protected the world from the DMZ. Now, you know, we've pushed well beyond that. What was the DMZ to this broader and somewhat more risky reality of edge computing? Now, I'm saying somewhat risky because the reality is the more you push various processing loads out onto the edge, the likelihood of attack decreases because you push smaller pieces of the workload out to the sensor. You're not pushing the whole workload to a single sensor. You're pushing the workload out to a number of sensors. So any one attack is obviously a difficulty. Now, that said, using Jammer and other tools, someone can do a bulk attack of a bunch of IoT devices, and there are some risks there that we need to be aware of. But the reality is if your entire IoT sensor network is compromised, you know, you got other problems, right? The only reason somebody is compromising your entire IoT sensor network is they intend to do something else, and probably not something in the virtual world, probably something in the physical world, and you probably at that point ought to blink twice and figure out what it is they really are trying to get to. So as we head down this path of considering, you know, what are the options, what are the problems, and what are the considerations for edge computing, there are a number of things that we need to really, you know, kind of push away from. And one of them is, you know, old world security. We've been doing security in the IT world pretty much the same, more of a, you know, basically security was part of the IT infrastructure team until roughly, you know, the 2004-2005 time period. As we've moved to cloud, you know, security has become its own department within IT. I think security needs to be its own department in the business and separate from IT. Separate in the sense that security people need to be able to say no in meetings, but also separate from IT in the sense that security people are not just technologists. They need to be business people too. This is the argument that we've had for years about architects, and I think the reality of the new modern world business problems that we're facing is that we need more connection to the business and more understanding that sometimes technology can't solve every problem. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.